Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, and I am joined by Miranda Perez of Morning Point Foundation. How are you, Miranda?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for first off coming and dropping by today and talking with us here. But then, of course, for Morning Point Foundation for inviting me to be the host of Seniors Got Talent, which is coming up on Monday.
Yes, obviously, I couldn't have asked for a better host.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am super excited about this. I didn't know about Morning Point Foundation. I'm sure there's some people that don't know. So before we get into the competition and why we should come out Monday night, let's talk about Morning Point for real quick. What is Morning Point Foundation and why should people go to this fundraiser and look more into it?
So the Morning Point Foundation is 10 years old. It was created by Franklin Farrow and Greg Vidal, the owners of Morning Point, because they saw that there was a huge need to get nurses back into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 10 years later, no one knew about the pandemic that was going to happen. And now the world needs 13 million nurses.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. That's a staggering number.
13 million nurses. So one way of being part of that solution is that this fundraiser on Monday night, all the funds will go towards fueling nursing scholarships across the Southeast. At Cleveland State, Chatt State, we partner with UTC, Southern. So not only are we making seniors' dreams come true, but we're also making students' dreams come true by paying for their tuition.
Absolutely. And people can learn more. Morning Point Foundation. And when you spell out point, it's with an E at the end. So P-O-I-N-T-E. So morningpointfoundation.com. We'll also put a link up at hits96.com, of course, and all the details about the Seniors Got Talent competition. But I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of a heads up on what we're raising money for and why. And now this is the fifth annual Seniors Got Talent competition. And of course, we know that name because of America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be so much fun. You were just telling me a little bit before we started getting on the air here. Everybody that's participating in this contest, 60 plus. I think somebody's up to 90 in their 90s.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of different talents. So explain that a little bit and how this all came to be.
So that is pretty much it. So Seniors Got Talent is like America's Got Talent, but the age requirement is 60.
Yeah.
We have hosted auditions and we have had submissions from Ohio, from Tampa, all over across the United States. We took the top 12 out of all the auditions to perform live in front of the judges, in front of a live audience, in hopes of winning the $1,000 grand prize.
Right.
Second place gets $500, and third place gets $250. But the talent that we saw this past year has just been just incredible. We've had singer-songwriters. We have ballroom dancers that do lifts at 65 years old. We have people that are playing different instruments. You name it, we've got it. And it just literally will give you all the feels.
Mm-hmm.
There is every act you will leave feeling some warm and fuzzy feelings that the world really needs right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
There really are some heartfelt stories. And I was able to get a little bit of a sneak peek on some of the stories that are behind some of the performers. It really is it's a show for everyone because there's so many different things. There's from comedy. I think there was some magic. There's singers. I mean, you name it, they have it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it really is. It is like an America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And the really cool thing is that one of our winners from Seniors Got Talent last year, she was in our Knoxville show. She was sought out and casted by America's Got Talent. And
wow.
She was on America's Got Talent last night and she got four yeses. Even Simon Cowell loved her.
Unbelievable.
Yes. And so she has made it to the next round. So if you come to the show, you might see someone who's going to be on America's Got Talent.
And that might be a little bit of a fire too to burn for some of these performers saying, oh, wow, I can still. That's what's so amazing. After the age of 60 years old, you know, people think, of course, the elderly and getting older and being a senior. And these ones are still living their dreams, still pursuing new contests and more.
Yes, and that's what the beauty is. It just shows you that age is just a number. I've had a belly dancer, 65 years old,
wow.
who has had two hip replacements, and she has moves that, was better than I can ever do. And she was balancing a knife on her head.
Oh my goodness.
Just really shows you age is just a number.
Awesome.
And also, you're never too old to fulfill your dreams.
Right, right. So there's all kinds of reasons to go to the show. Again, that's happening this coming Monday, July 29th. It's going to be over at the Silverdale Center Creekside Theater, a beautiful venue for this. And people can purchase tickets, morningpointfoundation.com. We're also going to post a link up at hits96.com so people can go and nicely access that. And then, of course, there's a People's Choice Award, too, which is kind of special, where people actually get to kind of have a little bit of a say other than the judges on the competition.
Yes, that is correct. So it's $1 a vote. And I was just telling Gino that one of my most memorable experiences with the People's Choice is that we had a 92-year-old Elvis impersonator. And he won People's Choice, and he came on stage to receive his award, and he started crying, saying, at 92, I never thought I would have this many friends.
Wow. How incredible. It's going to be a great night. I'm really excited about doing this. This is going to be so much fun. Seniors Got Talent, the fifth annual Seniors Got Talent competition, all for Morning Point Foundation. And again, you can get those details and buy those tickets. Only $10, nice and affordable tickets, at morningpointfoundation.com. Bring out the entire family, and we're going to have some fun this coming Monday night. Miranda, thank you so much for coming on and talking about it. We'll continue to put out the word, and hopefully we'll have a good crowd over there for Seniors Got Talent.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. It's Hits 96.